VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Ugandan police said on Sunday they had rescued an American woman and her driver who'd been kidnapped by gunmen in a national park. On Twitter, the police said the two were in good health and in the safe hands of security officials. They didn't give any more information other than that. Ugandan security teams had been hunting down the gunman who demanded a $500,000 ransom after kidnapping American Kim Endicott and her Ugandan guide in a national park popular with tourists. They were ambushed on April 2nd in Queen Elizabeth National Park, a protected area near the porous border with Congo. It remains unclear if a ransom was paid in the case of Endicott. Appeals by the United Nations for a humanitarian ceasefire Sunday in the Libyan capital went largely unheeded as forces loyal to Eastern Libyan military commander General Khalifa Haftar appeared to gain more ground against opposing militias and forces loyal to the National Unity Government of Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj. Haftar's warplanes attacked opponents trying to stop their advance south of the capital. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Amateur video showed forces loyal to General Khalifa Haftar defending their positions around Tripoli's international airport south of the city. Arab media reported the airport, closed since 2014, remained under Haftar's control, but opposing Libyan forces are trying to recapture it. Haftar's military spokesman, Colonel Ahmed al-Mismari, told Arab media that Libyan National Army Air Force planes launched four raids near the airport.
This is VOA News. A war monitor says shelling killed 13 civilians in northwest Syria Sunday. The violence was the latest to threaten the seven-month-old truce intended to stave off a regime offensive on the region, which is held by Syria's former al-Qaeda affiliate. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says more than 30 civilians have been killed in regime attacks on Idlib since Wednesday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will annex some Israeli settlements in the West Bank if he wins Tuesday's Israeli election. The move would mark a sharp departure from current Israeli policy. Correspondent Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
In an interview with Israeli television, Benjamin Netanyahu promised to annex at least some Jewish settlements in the West Bank. He said that every Jewish settlement in the West Bank is part of Israel, and he will not uproot one Jewish settler. That is in contrast to his challenger, Benny Gantz, who has said he could move some Israelis from the West Bank in a peace deal with the Palestinians. Netanyahu's remarks come 2 days before a closely fought Israeli election that could challenge Netanyahu's 10-year run in the prime minister's office.
Rwanda is marking the 20th anniversary of the worst genocide in recent history. The 100-day period of commemoration began Sunday with a ceremony and a speech from the nation's leader. VOA's Isha Sarai reports.
Rwandan President Paul Kagame thanked survivors and commended the progress the country has made.
In 1994, there was no hope, only darkness. Today, light radiates from this place.
The commemoration began with the lighting of the flame and laying of wreaths at the Kigali Genocide Memorial in the capital city of Kigali, where close to 250,000 remains were buried. In all, about 800,000 Tutsis and moderate Hutus were slaughtered by ethnic Hutu extremists during a 100-day period in 1994. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Washington.
Pakistan warned Sunday that rival India is planning to launch a fresh military assault against the country, calling for the international community's urgent diplomatic intervention to deter India from endangering regional peace or security. Maldives President Ibrahim Mohamed Soli's party declared a sweeping parliamentary election victory Sunday that could give the president a free hand in efforts to restore political freedoms and tackle corruption. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.